In New York City, lots of people did their best today to get back to business as usual. But in a place that runs on public transit, that was tricky. NPR's Zoe Chase has this story about the adventure of getting into and around the city.
Getting from Brooklyn to Manhattan is usually super easy. You take the subway. Not today, of course. So for lots of people, the day started like this.
We got off around 7 o'clock, and look what time it is. 10 o'clock and 12 minutes. And
where are you?
Atlantic and what?
Lionel Benavides is sitting in traffic in Brooklyn near the bridge. He's driving a couple guys to Westchester to work at a jewelry store. At this rate, by the time he gets there, I'll have to close up shop. Cars are basically parked at the mouth of the bridge. It's barely moving. So lots of people biked or ran.
Hey, man, why are you running?
Running because I got to get work for my job.
What do you do?
I'm a waiter.
Miguel Hernandez has to get to his job on the Upper East Side. He's still got about 5 miles to go.
I'm going
to
take a cab for you now.
Now you're going to take a cab?
Yeah.
All right.
The cabs are picking up as many passengers as they can fit. The mayor issued an order saying multiple pickups are a good idea. Al Khalil is a cabbie. He's into it.
In the morning, I was driving up First Avenue. I took like 4 people going up down. A lot of traffic. They didn't mind.
When there's traffic, passengers are always yelling at the cab driver, there's a better way to get to where we're going. Not today.
When we have crisis, that's what's good about New York. Everybody help each other.
It's true. People do like to help each other in New York because there's a shared impatience here. Everyone wants everything to move quickly, and so they work together to do it. Or they make a business out of it.
$5 to charge your phone.
$5 to charge your phone?
Yeah.
Wellington Mattini, he's a parking attendant. The garage he works at is closed, but he's here with a headlamp on and a bunch of cars running with phone chargers.
Does the garage know about this?
No.
Getting through the city is tough with no streetlights. When you get to Water Street, appropriately named near the tip of Manhattan, the basements here are waterlogged. Water pours out of pumps and down the stairs onto the street.
We're just pumping out the basement.
John Alexander will be running this pump for hours and hours. He takes me downstairs to see the 4 feet of green water under this store, draining the city out. And then he'll have to get home.
Can only take the bridge back onto the 59th Street Bridge and get across. Took us 2.5 hours to get here.
By the time he gets there, he just might have to turn around and come back. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.